Jeffrey never did like the sound of fuel being pumped into his minibus taxi. It was always an expensive experience. That's now history. Jeffrey fills up with methane gas and the fuel is cheap. He does it at one of Johannesburg's most unusual filling stations, located high on top of the East Rand landfill site. The 29-year-old is participating in the joint German-South African Energy Research Project, which produces biomethane from landfill gases.
Most of the times I can spend close to 2,000 something with the petrol during for the whole week. But with the gas, it's less than 2,000 something. It's close to 1,600. Yeah, so I can save close to 700 to 800 with a week. When you drive with the gas, you can see the difference with the petrol. You see? Yeah, so those different, it's a big difference. The petrol is too expensive.
The biomethane fuel is produced in several steps, from gas that is captured from deteriorating waste products. Although he had to convert his vehicle to burn the gas, Jeffrey says the investment has already paid off. Jeffrey has Eddie Cook, the technical director of Novo Energy in Johannesburg, to thank for his fuel saving up to 30%. Cook's company is testing the pilot system in collaboration with the University of Johannesburg and a group of German research institutes. He shows us how the pump works.
You've got your start button. You'll press it. You'll hear the dispenser telling you it's ready. Then you'll hear the clicking noise coming from the solenoid that's opening from the banks. Then you turn the valve and it starts filling. You basically got three banks. A high bank, medium bank and a low bank. Your low bank has got your larger volume that will basically be filling most of the cylinder. Then you've got your medium bank that will be topping it up. And then your last bank is just the last bit of gas just to get it up to full pressure. So that you make sure that you get enough gas in and that you got the vehicle up to 100% full.
The new technology taps into a South African shortcoming, the lack of large-scale waste separation. The country's waste disposal sites are full of different types of waste, which is broken down by bacteria and produces various gases. In addition to methane, the gases include carbon dioxide and nitrogen, as well as smelly hydrogen sulfide. Combined, they create a dirty and strongly vaporous gas cocktail that, thanks to the new technology, can now be converted into biomethane. The methane content must be 87% for biomethane to be usable as fuel for natural gas-powered vehicles. That's a level that Eddie Cook's pilot facility already far exceeds. Edison Muzenda, a professor for chemical engineering at the University of Johannesburg and a partner of the research project, sees a future for biomethane fuel in the city's public transport networks.
The actual changes that can happen in terms of transport is public transport, which is our main target, public transport and government vehicles. As you know, the cost of public transport in South Africa is very, very high. So with this use of bio-waste, biogas in particular, studies have been done economically, and we are confident that we can reduce transport costs, social costs, maybe by 30% and so forth. That would be a very, very good contribution if we can cut down on costs for the poor population.
In the coming years, Eddie Cook hopes to see up to 5% of all vehicles in South Africa powered by biomethane produced from waste. Although methane is considered a climate-altering greenhouse gas, he says it can be used safely too.
If methane is released without actually combusting it, it is negative affecting to the ozone, but we actually use the energy value of the methane, combust it in a controlled environment inside a vehicle's engine, and by that using the energy of the methane is then changed over to CO2 and water, which is the combustible products of the methane, which is not as harmful as the methane itself.
Meanwhile, Jeffrey's minibus taxi is now almost filled up and ready to roll.
It pressurized up to 210 bars on the cylinder itself. Now you'll hear some beeping noises as soon as it jumps over to a second bank.
The Johannesburg local says he now has no intention of returning to petrol.
After 5 years, 80% of the people, they will see how the gas works, and then they will see how are we saving. So 80% of them, they will be feeling the gas.
Okay. I hope you're right. Okay, take care, Jeffrey.
I'm right, I'm 100% sure. I'm telling you, it's the fact. It's the fact. I know.
Jeffrey's ambitious usage rates are unlikely to be met in the short term, especially because not everyone can afford to get their car refitted to run on biomethane. Still, he's convinced of the future of his unique product.